Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
Since the release of the Kinsey movie, friends ask me about the Kinsey scale and the test. I guess it's because I'd mentioned it for years prior to the movie. Or maybe it's their ask the gay guy mentality. Can you pass along the test?
We are regularly asked for information about the Kinsey test or quiz, but in fact no such thing exists. The Heterosexual Homosexual Rating Scale, also known as the Kinsey Scale, is a 7-point scale developed by pioneering sex researcher Dr. Alfred Kinsey in order to illustrate that human beings fall along a continuum in their sexual behaviors and interests in people who are of the same or other sex. Based on the thousands of sex interviews Dr. Kinsey and his research team conducted in the U.S., he did not find evidence to suggest that people fell into two neat categories of heterosexual and homosexual, or as is often said today, straight and gay. Thus, the 7-point scale was born, which on one end had 0, exclusively heterosexual with no homosexual. In the middle, the 3, equally heterosexual and homosexual, and on the other end, exclusively homosexual, a 6. That's not to say that placement in these categories is easy to determine. What, after all, makes someone's sexual experiences predominantly homosexual or heterosexual? Does that mean that most of their encounters were same or opposite sex? Or is there a certain percentage of events that one considers as a threshold? Well, what if someone's sexual behaviors are largely with opposite sex individuals, even though their sexual desire and arousal is largely in response to same-sex individuals? Or what if things changed over the course of one's life, a fact that Dr. Kinsey noted among his research participants? Because there is no test or quiz that categorizes people on the Kinsey scale, those who are interested in it can simply take a look at the continuum and consider where they might place themselves, with the understanding that your own placement might change over time. You may feel like a Kinsey 2 at this point in your life, only to find later on that you feel more like a Kinsey 3, or something completely different. The Kinsey scale and other proposed models of sexual orientation are certainly not the final answer. Instead, they illustrate the complexities of sexual attraction, behaviors, and orientation. Contemporary sex researchers continue to work to understand what shapes our sexual orientation, though the scientific debate has since entered more modern-day forms of exploration, such as the relationship between genetics and sexual orientation. You can view and read more about the scale on our website or in Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, Dr. Kinsey's groundbreaking 1948 book based on his team's interviews with men in the United States.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can find out more and submit your questions by visiting us online at kinseyconfidential.org.